See, the thing about the Blarks.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode number 9 for June 14th, 2019. And I'm your host, Richard. Today's show is brought to you by Oops All Berries. Oops All Berries. Put them in your butt.
Hello? Who is this?
Hi, is this Kelly?
Yes, but who is this?
This is your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm just a few houses down the street from you here on Hawthorne.
And what's going on?
Oh, I was just trying to get a hold of you because my son, he came home earlier, little Marky, and he had like kind of a bruise on his arm. And I was asking him like, hey, what happened? What happened to your arm there, son? And he told me that you gave him a flu shot.
What?
Yeah, my son, he said that you grabbed his arm and you gave him a flu shot earlier.
I never saw your kid.
Oh, I mean, this whole story, it's just, you know, getting crazier and crazier.
Make any sense, and why would anybody give him an injection, and why would somebody have it unless you're a druggie?
Well, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't appreciate you, you know, inoculating my kid against diseases.
You know what? I didn't do a damn thing to your kid. I didn't even see your kid.
Okay, well, he's definitely got a little bruise there, and it looks like something poked him.
I have never even seen your kid. I don't even know what he looks like.
Oh, everybody knows little Marky's up and down the street every day.
Oh, him.
Well, you've definitely seen him. He's always up and down the street in his paintball tank and all that.
No, I haven't.
So you're obviously lying, and I just want to know, like, what's the deal?
Well, you're obviously lying. Do I need to call the police and tell them you're harassing me and making up a story?
Well, I'm not harassing you. I just want to know why you inoculated my son.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, you're a bunch of bullshit.
I don't know who your kid is. I haven't seen any little kids today. Yeah, where do you live?
Hey, just
on Hawthorne.
Well, first of all, just try to shut his damn mouth in the background, because, you know, this is between me and you. And I'm like four or five houses down the street from you.
Sleeve is your name? S-L-E-E-V?
Correct. Sleeve McDykel. And you've seen little Marky McDykel up and down the street every day, so the fact that you're saying that you don't know him is an obvious lie.
You're sick.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I'm not the one that's grabbing
and giving your kid a shot.
I'm not the one that's grabbing kids and you know, inoculating them against, you know, preventable diseases and sicknesses.
How would I even have something like that?
Are you crazy?
I mean, you're clearly up to something.
Believe in that crap.
No.
You're clearly in on it. You know, like, you know, those things are produced like as a government scheme to control the population, right?
You don't even believe in that.
I don't believe in that.
Oh, yeah, well, you're all wrapped up in this. And what?
You're crazy.
And then tell Troy to get back in the kitchen or something. You know, go do something productive. And then, like, he was, you know, complaining about his bruise and everything, and he said that when you gave him the flu shot, you told him that, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do to help him with his skin color.
Skin color? Where's
this guy from?
What skin color? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he said that you told him that there's no cure for his Mexicanism. I mean, that's just racist.
Mexicanism?
This is a joke. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell Troy to shut the fuck up.
Now, this is not funny.
Can you tell Troy to shut the fuck up? He's being real, you know, he's being annoying.
Stop, fucker.
Hey, Troy, just go work on the car or something. Do something productive.
You're sick. Who are you?
Go mow the lawn.
Who are you?
Well, I don't. Like I said, this is news to me because I'd never heard, and I don't have any shots here anyway.
Now hang up on him.
Okay, but why are you inoculating my son? That's all I want to know.
I'm not inoculating your son.
Like, are you trying to lower his sperm count, or what's the deal? Kelly?
Hello?
Hi, William?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Which neighbor?
Sleeve.
Your neighbor?
I'm just down a few houses down the street from you, over here on Mount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling because my son came home earlier, and he had kind of a little mark on his arm. And so I was asking him, like, what the little bruise was, and he said that Janet, like, grabbed him by the arm and gave him a flu shot earlier. And I'm just kind of wondering, like, what's, you know, what's the deal? What's that all about?
You're talking about my wife, Janet?
Yeah. I mean, you said, you know, Janet over there at, you know, 781. And I was like, oh, and I asked him, you know,
wait a minute.
I asked him if he was being honest with me. And, you know, my son doesn't lie. Little Marky Valentine, everybody knows him. He plays up and down the street every day.
We don't live at 781.
Oh, no. This doesn't add up at all, because he said that Janet grabbed him by the arm. And next thing you know, she was, you know, like inoculating him or something like that. Talking about, like, preventable diseases and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay, I need to ask you some questions.
Okay, well, I have a question. McDykel, I have a question for you. Why is your wife over there just, like, you know, inoculating the whole neighborhood?
Wait a minute. We don't even live.
Spreading, you know, spreading mercury and toxins and all kinds of chemicals. You know, we got.
Hey, we don't even live in.
Listen to me.
We moved from 781 last summer.
Okay, well, something's not adding up here, because he said it was Janet, and he described her.
We live 106.
No, likely story. Look, you know, there's no need to lie. Like, we're going to bump into each other eventually, and it's going to be awkward. So let's just come clean here, and we need to figure out what's going on with
Janet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we need to get to the bottom of this, okay? Because we got enough of a problem in this country with autism and the gays and all kinds of other stuff.
I know this is a joke, okay? Sorry about this.
Oh, man. this is no joke.
Who is this?
And you just tell Janet to just get back in the kitchen and bake some cookies or something, because, you know, men are speaking. You gotta control your woman, you know?
I don't know who this is, man. But I got to go to bed. I have to get up really early, okay?
Oh, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't even know who this is.
All right, well, go to bed. Let me talk to Janet. Put Janet on the phone. I'll straighten her out.
Oh, I don't know who this is, but this is a grand joke. But thanks so much. I got to go to bed, man.
Okay, well, put Janet on the phone, because we're going to exchange words.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Who are you calling?
Is this Mary?
Yes.
This is your neighbor, Sleeve.
I can't tell who you say you are.
It's your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm just a little down the street from you.
I don't think I know you, do I?
Oh, I don't think so. We've never met personally, but that's why... It makes it all the more bizarre. The reason I'm calling is my son, he came home earlier, and he had, like, a little bruise on his arm, and I asked him where he got it from, and he told me that you grabbed him and, like, gave him some kind of flu shot.
I don't have any little children.
Oh, no, it's my son. It's my son. He came home earlier, and like, he had this little mark on his arm, and he said that it was from you. He said,
well,
like,
when I didn't touch anyone's child.
Well, I'm not saying you hurt him or you hit him or anything. I'm saying, like, he told me that you had, like, some kind of flu shot, like some kind of vaccine.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
I'm an elderly lady that lives here by myself.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean that you don't go around vaccinating children.
Well, I don't vaccinate anybody, for heaven's sake.
Well, I just, you know, I want to know what's going on with this, you know? Like, are you part of some kind of government conspiracy to keep the population down, or what is this?
I don't think so, no.
But you're not sure?
I'm 90 years old, and I don't think that...
Well, 90 years old doesn't, you know, prevent you from being all wrapped up in some kind of conspiracy.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know your child, or... Everybody knows him.
Little Marky Valentine. He's always up and down the street in his little paintball tank.
I don't know him at all.
Okay, well, you've definitely seen him.
Something's screwy.
Something's definitely screwy here.
It sure is, because I don't know how you got my name.
Oh, you know, I know everybody in the neighborhood.
Well, I sure don't know you. Now, where exactly do you live?
I'm just a few houses down from you.
You What is your house number?
Oh, I don't know. I can barely remember my own name sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, sometimes I think my name's Winston. Sometimes I say it's Sleeve. I don't know, you know, my ass from the hole in the ground, you know? I don't even know the correct way to say that.
And how did you get my name?
I found it on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's on this list here.
I don't know if you have the wrong person. So.
No, it's definitely you. My son said that you gave him a flu shot, and you were talking about how it's going to, like, help him stay healthy, and, you know, they're a good thing. And
that's crazy.
And they're for, you know, very preventable diseases. And
hello?
Hi, Helen?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
I'm sorry, just a moment. I was sound asleep here. I gotta turn the light on. And
what's all that noise in the background?
What?
What's all that noise in the background?
Who is this calling?
It's your neighbor's Sleeve, but what was all that noise? Like, it sounded like a TV or something.
Well, it is, but I was asleep. Who is this calling?
You fell asleep with the TV on?
What are you calling about?
What were you watching?
What are you calling about?
Well, I just want to know, was it a movie or just the news or something?
Is that why you called? Was to find out what television I was watching?
Yeah, was it Netflix? Were you streaming something or was it just, you know, local broadcast?
I still don't know who this is.
It's your neighbor, Sleeve.
My neighbor?
Was it some adult programming, or?
No, I think you've got the wrong number.
No, this is Helen, right? In 74?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. Was it a documentary?
Just a minute. And you're calling after 10 o'clock at night just to see what my television program is?
Yeah, like I couldn't quite make out what it was, like what the people were saying. What channel was it on? I was trying to dial around, but I couldn't find what you were watching. You had me curious, that's all.
Well, I wasn't watching it, but it's on Turner Classic Movies, and it's called Tora, 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 The Attack of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's a classic. Is it still on?
Yes, I am. I've had company all week, and they've left, and I was just, I went to bed and left the TV on.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's still on, maybe I could come over and we could watch it together.
No, not tonight. Thanks a million.
I got some popcorn I can bring.
No, honey. No.
What do you like, pretzels, like nachos? Maybe we could share a couple drinks? Helen? Aw. Helen, we could go places with this. Aw.
Hello?
Hi, Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
This is who?
This is your neighbor, Sleeve. McDyichel, I'm just a few houses down the street from you.
Okay. Who is... Okay, now I'll start again. I was catnapping. Okay. So who is it now?
Oh, it's still Sleeve. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And anyway, the reason I was calling is my son, he came home earlier, and he had like a little kind of a like a bruise on his arm, and I was asking him where he got that from, and he said that you gave him a flu shot?
I'm not a medical person.
Yeah, I didn't think you were, but he said that you had like some kind of like a vaccine kit, and you were telling him how it's going to help him, you know, like stay healthy.
Well,
and if everyone would just get these things for their kids, then you know we could all avoid.
Who I am? That doesn't fit me at all. I don't know what you're talking about, and nothing like that's happened. I'm an 85-year-old woman.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're not wrapped up in some kind of, you know, some kind of conspiracy or something like that.
Oh, no, sir.
I just want to know why you're going around, you know, giving vaccines to kids and helping them stay healthy and helping prevent, you know, the spread of preventable...
Well, but
I want to know why you're helping prevent the spread of preventable diseases.
I'm like, not doing anything to do with diseases. And I really think you think you're talking to someone that you don't know.
No, I definitely know who you are. And, you know, it's just like, what do you have against prayer, you know? Like, there's nothing that medicine's going to do that good old-fashioned prayer can't solve, you know?
I don't know who you are, sir, and you're talking strangely. I don't know you, and I don't think you know me, and I'm not sure if this is a prank call or what. I know every neighbor on this block. I don't want to hear any more, but it's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I know, it's just a silly idea. You know?
I think there's something the matter with you.
Oh, why would you
don't
say that?
Don't bother me anymore.
Oh, I won't bother you again, but why would you say that? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, Nounafar?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Yes.
Hello? Nounafar?
Who is calling?
This is your neighbor, Sleeve. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve. Sleeve McDykel? Why aren't you saying anything?
What neighbors?
Me, I am your neighbor. Are you having a hard time hearing me, or do you just not understand? Do we have a bad connection? Maybe you have your phone upside down. Hello?
Just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Dickie?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Neighbor? What's your name again?
Sleeve McDykel. I don't think we've ever met in person, but you've probably seen me around.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I was calling is my son, he came home earlier, and I noticed that he had kind of like a little bruise on his arm, and I was asking him about it, and he told me that it was your wife there. She gave him some kind of flu shot.
What?
Yeah, he said like she grabbed him by the arm. She's like, "Come here, this will make you feel better."
What? This is ridiculous because I've been with my wife all along, all afternoon, and everything else. So what? I don't know where this has come from.
Oh, yeah, but he calls her Nunu. Like, I don't know if that's really her name or how...
What?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it was Nunu over there, number 28, and she grabbed me by the arm, and she said, like, I can't do anything, you know, to help you with your Mexicanism, but I can give you this. It'll keep you nice and healthy.
What? Wait a minute. He's saying that you gave a flu shot or something to his son? My wife wouldn't even know how to administer a flu shot.
Yeah, I didn't think she was a nurse or anything. So
I mean, where are you located?
Oh,
what number are you in?
Oh, I'm in number 30 over here. And yeah, you know, like, I just want to know what's going on with that, because I know, like, she's not a nurse,
there
right?
Is something absolutely weird about this.
Yeah, this whole thing, it doesn't add
and
up.
And where is the word, I don't know where the word name Nunu came from.
Well, that's just what he calls her. Like, I don't, you know. Like,
yeah. What's your son's name?
Marky. You know, little...
How old is your son?
He's 10 years old. And he's, you know, he's always like playing up and down the street in that paintball tank and all that.
Very weird.
But yeah, I mean, you know, what is this?
I don't know. My wife hasn't been out of the house. I've been here all evening with her all afternoon. When did this occur?
Well, he said it was earlier today. So you don't let your wife out of the house?
We've been to the doctor almost all afternoon.
So maybe that's where she got the flu shot from.
What? We went to the doctor for her to be administered by the doctor.
Yeah, but I mean, this is all starting to add up now.
And we just left the doctor and came home.
So while you were there,
I don't know what what this is. This is really weird.
What neighbor is he talking about?
So you just tell Nunu to pipe down over there. Men are speaking. So this is all starting to add up now. Like maybe when she was there, she pocketed a couple flu shots.
Sir. There is a big problem over here. If you would like to come down to my house...
There's a big problem. Your wife's right going now. Crazy, you know, inoculating the whole neighborhood.
No, there's no crazy. You come down to my house right now.
Oh, no, we can settle this.
And I will discuss this
with you. We can settle this over the phone.
This sounds very weird to me.
Oh, your wife is very weird.
There is something going on which I am not agreeing with.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with your wife just, you know, inoculating the whole neighborhood.
My wife has nothing to do with... She has been all day over here...
Yeah,
what has she got to do with your son?
Well, she's the one that grabbed him.
Where is your son? Where was your son?
Will you shut your mouth and listen to me? She grabbed my son, and she put that that mercury into his arm.
I'm gonna have to call this someone over here.
No, you don't need to call anyone. We can just settle this between us,
somebody.
Like men.
There is something going on over here.
No. We'll settle this right now. She's injecting my son with mercury.
What is your name, by the way?
Sleeve. And she's
Sleeve,
and she's injecting my son with mercury and, you know, who knows what else, all kinds of toxins.
Sick, sir. There is something wrong over here.
You know, my son is a healthy young man.
Hold on.
He's a healthy young man, and, you know, now he's probably going to develop autism.
What are you talking about?
And why did she say that she couldn't do anything to cure his Mexicanism?
What are you talking about? My wife has been in the house with me all day.
Well, you said that she was at the doctor.
And making this story up to you?
You said...
Why don't you come down to my house right now?
Well, you said she was at the doctor.
Come on.
Listen,
you come down
listen
here.
To me. Listen to me. You said she was at the doctor, and now you say...
To me. You come. You can't.
No, you listen to me. You listen to me. You listen to me,
lies like this you're making up. You come down to my house. I have a lot to talk to you about.
Well, first of all...
I will. I'm going to...
Okay, tell Nunu to just zip it.
I'm going to call the authorities.
No, don't call the authorities.
Okay.
That'd be silly. That'd be a waste of time.
Stay where you are, okay? Number 30.
No.
Your name is Steve?
No, Sleeve. Sleeve.
Spell that, please.
T-H-A-T.
T-H?
A-T.
A-T?
Yep, you got it. Very good.
That's how you spell that.
Well, yeah, you said spell that, and I did.
Oh, my God. Now you're telling me spell that. You spelled your name, I told you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I get all confused.
Name,
I get all confused. My name is Sleeve McDykel. That's S-L-E-V-E.
Sleeve, and your first name?
That is my first name.
Okay,
wow, that's
Sleeve,
just racist.
S-L-E-V-E?
You need to be more, you know, open-minded.
Okay, I am, and what's your last name?
McDykel.
McDykel?
Yeah.
Okay, that's M-C...
D-I-C-H-A-E-L.
B-E-L.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll be in touch with you.
And also, well, what are you going to do now?
I don't know, but I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's not really my name. I'm not really your neighbor. This is just a prank call. I'm just messing with you. That's all. I don't even live in... It was all a joke. Ha ha ha, you know? Ah. Jeez, some people have no sense of humor. Anyway, that's all for now. Thanks so much for supporting the show. I really appreciate it, everyone. And I'm gonna go play some Grand Theft Auto by myself. Because Olga is out of town, and I Regret Jumping is going to bed, and nobody loves me. So lonely. So very lonely.
Tonight you look like a dream. Then again, you always do to me. I've after everything we've been through. I still just love to look at you. I can't promise you there won't be pain. I can't promise to remain the same. But when you're scared, I'll be there tonight and always. One day we'll travel the globe. Adventure calls us and we'll go. But even if we don't, that's okay. Long as I'm with you, that's where I'll stay. I can't promise you there won't be pain. I can't promise to remain the same. But when you're scared, I promise you there won't be pain. I can't promise to remain the same. But when you're scared, I'll be there tonight and always. When you're scared, I'll be there.
And I'm rapping all night. I'm rapping to the beat and I wrap it up tight. I rap in the morning and I rap till I'm done. And everybody knows that I'm number one. Cause I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rap, rap, rapping. I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rapity rapping. I'm rapping, I'm rapping, I'm rap, rap, rapping. I'm rap, 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 rapping. I'm rapping all day and I'm rapping all night. Come on, I'm rapping to the beat and I rap.